Today we're going to discuss the different minhagim that different shuls have with regard to tachna, and what a person should do if their minhag is not the same as the shul in which they're davening in on that particular day. We mentioned before the machlokas between the Ramah and the Gra with regard to how a person is supposed to say tachna, that is, which arm to lean on. According to the opinion of the Gra, which is similar to the opinion of the Machaber of Yosef Cairo, that Tamid al Smol, we always lean on the left. Apparently, even if there would be tefillin on the left hand, we still lean on that left side. Of course, we don't hold like that. We hold like the opinion of the Ramah, that a person in the morning will lean on their right side, of course, assuming the person's wearing tefillin on their left arm. And it's brought down, as we saw in the words of the Mishnah Berurah, that Asul Shanos, a person is not allowed to deviate from this custom. If you live in a community where they hold like the Ramah, which is what most people hold, even though you may be among the minority opinions that you hold like the Gra, you're not allowed to do the opposite of what everyone else is doing. Mishlam lotis go to do, because otherwise it'll give the impression that there's different halachos, that there's this thing, you can do it this way, you can do it that way, and it gives a very negative impression of what Judaism is, that there's two different ways of doing everything. And because of this, even the arm in which you lean on, that is also considered, when it comes to tachnun, an issue of lotis godu. So it's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos based on that, that there are those who say, Shemasha kosev, b'chol inyanim in hagin nefilas apayim, ein lo adam ushanos, b'min hagamokom. Apparently we see from the words of the Mishnah Berurah that a person should never change from that which the people in the shul are doing, even though you don't necessarily do that normally, because of this principle of lotis kodadu. So now we can maybe borrow this idea to other things, not only on which arm to lean on, but imagine the following scenario. Let's say, daven nusach Ashkenaz, which we do, and happens to be that you're not davening today in a shul in the morning where they daven nusach Ashkenaz, they daven nusach Sfard. And let's say it happens to be a Monday or Thursday morning. So what's the problem with that? Of course, we know we say B'Hurachum. And then afterwards, after a few pages, we then continue and actually are involved in the Filos Apayim. That's when we do Tachnun. Not everyone holds like that. We know that when it comes to the Nusach Svard, they do the opposite. They say Tachnun immediately, and then afterwards they say the various paragraphs afterwards. So the question is, what should you do in that shul? Should you do as you always do? Because I daven nusach Ashkenaz, normally, that's the sitter I brought to that shul. And maybe I should say B'Hurachum first, even though everyone else is falling down on their arms. So according to this concept of lotis go to do, perhaps one should not do that. Yipol alpanav lifnei B'Hurachum k'minhag hamispalin. You should go against your typical custom and do what's being done in the shul, in this where they daven nusach svard, and actually say tachnun first, and then afterwards B'Hurachum like everyone else is doing. L'chein lehepach. So too the other way around, which means what he's saying, there will be an issue of lotis go to do if someone davens nusach svard, a person is davening, let's say, in a shul where they daven nusach Ashkenaz, for example, here, that they should follow the minhag of the shul. That even though they would typically fall on their arm immediately, but since no one else is, it would look kind of strange, and therefore a person should not do so, rather they should follow the minhag of the shul. And it's brought down, according to the Chidah, that it's possible that if you daven nusach svard, there is a leniency which is actually what we mentioned just yesterday. We talked about how when a person says tachnun, preferable a person should be sitting down. What happens in the event, b'shas al-chak, under extreme circumstances, there's nowhere for you to sit? So you say it standing. What choice do you have? But we brought down that it's possible if a person would lean, and a person who's leaning with their might on an object, which if it would be removed, it's as though you would fall down, and therefore it's as though you're really sitting. So therefore he says like this, the Chidah tells us that someone who's Nusach Sfard, who's davening in a shul where it's Nusach Ashkenaz, that they, or us, we say, we fall upon our faces after Hurachum, a person should not immediately fall down on their face, because it'll look pretty bad, because everyone else is, what are they doing? Everyone else is standing, and there you are, sitting down right away. El yisvach atzma al davar shehu ke'en yeshiva, ve'kach yamar mizmo davar. So what you could do is you can lean on something, so this way you're not sitting, so this way it's not going to be completely out of the ordinary. Everyone else is standing, there you're sitting. So you're leaning, it looks, even though you're really halachically as though you're sitting, but to everyone else, it looks like you're not really deviating from the minhag of the shul, and therefore, according to Chida, so that's a kula that a person can still follow what they typically do, even though that's they're not following the ways of the shul. Then it continues and says as follows. V'chein ha-mespalil b'makim shein omrim tachna. Nefilos apayim. Imagine this following scenario, which I'm not sure many people would have this dilemma. You're in a community, you're in a shul, that on that particular day there's no tachnun. And the reason why there's no tachnun is machmas eizim minhag shemekor b'poskim. The poskim tell us that there's some opinions, there's a question. Some say tachnun, some start saying tachnun, some wait another few days. So what if you're one of those people that you typically do say tachnun, but the shul that you're davening today doesn't? So should I sit down as everyone else skipped it, and I should say tachnun? So he says shalomer tachnun biyom zeh, even though it's against your minhag, because of the same idea of what it's going to do, you should not say tachnun on that day. Gam hu lo yomer af lapi she minhag lomer tachnun biyom zeh, even though that's your custom. V'chein lehepach, and so to the other way around, which apparently means that if your minhag would be not to say tachnun, you go to a shul where they are saying it, so you should say it as well. It's brought down over here that it was asked to Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. Rav Moshe Zatzal was asked, what exactly does this mean, something which is not makar b'poskim, something which some people do not say tachnun, but there's actually some legitimacy to it, even though it's not brought down the poskim. Since, for example, there's some people who may not say tachnun because of a yortzeit of a tzaddik, that is legitimate, that for those people that may have certain ties and connections to a great tzaddik who's nifter, so for that particular group of people, they may very well have this custom of not saying tachnun or saying tachnun because of these different minhagim, but nonetheless, yochel hayochel lomer tachnun. In that situation, you as an individual are allowed to say it, because it's not something which is tied by the poskim, which say that there's actually a legitimacy which is textually based. The enlo lechshash mishum lotiskodudu. In that case, you don't have to be concerned of this issue of lotiskodudu, so says Rav Moshe Feinstein. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal says that that's not the case. He says, shlo yifrosh miatzibur. Even in that situation, where it's not necessarily such a strong custom to say tachnun, not to say tachnun, you should never change and go against what the tzibur does. The gamin tzarech la'ashlimo achar kach la'atzmo. And it's not only that, that after every single person walks out of shul, and there you are all by yourself, should you say tachnun now, because no one's around, no one's going to know? No. You also do not need to say tachnun then either. It says, let's say, even though I have this machlok, Rav Moshe Zatzal, what happens if I am the one that's the leader of the shul, even though I don't really follow the minhagim of the shul, for whatever reason they asked me to daven? So certainly, bevadai imanim machlok, so certainly should distance myself at all costs from causing any machlokas in the shul. V'lo yishanim minhag amakum. Certainly in that situation, be even more cautious not to go against the custom of that particular shul. And conclude with the words of the Torah. The Torah says, quote, klal gadol yeh biyadecha. It's a very fundamental rule. Shigvar hiskimu haposkim, that the poskim such as the Torah hold of. The nefilas apayim rishus. Says that the element in the nefilas apayim, as we already saw, was changed from the way it used to be done, that a person would actually fall directly onto their face. Now we do it a little bit differently, and therefore it doesn't have the same strength. Lekach, because of this, makilim bazeh, we're more lenient nowadays. V'chol dina b'minhaga talia milsa. And therefore we say that all the minhagim, it's dependent upon. L'chein, and therefore he explains, ein lo shanos shum minhag. A person should not change any minhag. V'im nimsa b'beis hakneses, shlo nohagin lomer tachnan b'minhag. mincha, yinahag kamosam. And therefore, even though you may feel a strong tie to do as your custom is, you should do exactly as the shul does. Even if their custom is to never say tachnun by mincha time, you should, and if you do say tachnun, you should not change, and rather you should also not say tachnun with them. We'll continue with this concept of halacha that this go to do in greater detail tomorrow.